Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you this Tuesday, Professor Shoub.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I am very well, thank you. And never mind in the context of the virus, I'm trying to understand the difference between efficacy and effectiveness in English. So over to you. Explain to me.
Okay, I won't do it in English, I'll do it in science, because actually, it's actually quite an important actual distinction between these two terms. And we often talk about the Pfizer vaccine having X percentage efficacy and J&J having this, and then we sometimes talk about effectiveness, and what is the difference? Well, efficacy is what we work out from a clinical trial. In other words, when a trial is done to assess how does a vaccine perform, and the way we do it is that you kind of get a whole lot of people, usually in the tens of thousands, and you match them into two groups. One group get the vaccine, and another group gets something which looks like the vaccine but is not the vaccine, and nobody knows which is which except an independent monitoring board. So you have what's called a test arm, where the people get the vaccine, the arm literally, as well as the arm of the trial, and a dummy which is called placebo. Right. So, for example, and then you wait and you see people get infected with, say, COVID, and you see how many are on the test arm, how many are on the placebo arm. So, for example, if you have, let's say, 8 people getting infected who got the vaccine and 64 people who got the dummy, 8 over 64 is 0.125. 1 minus 0.125 gives you 0.875, and then you get 87.5% efficacy. What that measures is the reduction in probability of getting COVID, of getting the illness which you're looking for. 87.5% means you've got an 87.5% less chance of getting that particular, what you're looking for, in this case, COVID illness. That's efficacy. I hope that came across clearly. Effectiveness is what it actually behaves when you actually give it to millions of people. In other words, when you start the rollout and you do an observational study and you look after millions of people who got it, how many people who were vaccinated got it, how many people who weren't vaccinated, and you do the same kind of calculation. So that's actually what's being done in Israel, where what now about, I think, 2/3 or maybe 3/4 of the population have been immunized. 5 million or 6 million people have been immunized, and you can kind of do that calculation. And what's really interesting is that, you know, they've used the Pfizer vaccine. Normally, the effectiveness, in other words, once it's out in the field, is usually quite a bit lower. Because, you know, in a trial where you're looking for efficacy, it's very well controlled and, you know, people comply, et cetera, et cetera. Effectiveness, of course, you're out in the field, you know, and there are lots of variables. But what Israel has shown, in fact, that the effectiveness is almost as good as the efficacy. In other words, that vaccine, Pfizer vaccine, has behaved almost as well out in the field as it did in a controlled trial, which is really quite remarkable. So what we got in South Africa is, of course, we got a slightly different problem. We got that big bogey, the variant.
Yeah.
The B1.351 variant. Yeah. And the problem is that Pfizer hasn't really undergone a clinical trial in this country. There was a very small one, didn't really have very significant, it was a very small trial. Can't put too much store by that. But other than that, it hasn't been really trialed in this country. So we've got to look at a lot of laboratory evidence, which is very, very powerful. And based on that laboratory evidence is why we're recommending Pfizer, because it will behave very well. It will be very effective against the variant. The J&J, the Johnson & Johnson, has been evaluated in a trial against the variant in South Africa. And against mild to moderate disease, it is 64% effective, okay, and 81.4% against severe infection. And that's a measure of its efficacy, not the effectiveness, because that's data from a trial. And that's pretty satisfactory. And that's why those two vaccines are what are going to be part of the rollout. I hope that explains it well.
That's complicated stuff, Prof. I think I've got to digest that and come back at you once I've understood it clearly.
Listen to the recording.
That's the joy of podcasts, Prof.
Yeah.
But as always, thank you for your input and look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Simon. All the best.